Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snow pile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances. And of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Police arrest tenant on Vine Street for vandalism and arson. Supervisorial candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight on December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant of their residence was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. Officers attempted to contact the upstairs tenant, identified as 55-year-old Michael Mogi of Paso Robles. Mogi refused to communicate with police and exit the building. Instead, he continued to throw items out of the upstairs windows and even started a small fire on the balcony. Officers continued to watch until about 9:30 a.m., where Mogi again began throwing items out of the window, refusing to speak with police and family members or mental health specialists. Eventually, detectives obtained an arrest and search warrant for Mogi. With assistance from the Paso Robles Fire Department, officers made entry into the residence via an upstairs balcony at about 1 p.m. The police department says Mogi fled the building by jumping from the roof, injuring himself in the process. He was taken into custody and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment at a local hospital. He was arrested for felony, vandalism, arson, and resisting a police officer with violence. District 2 supervisor candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson following recent hirings. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A San Luis Obispo County supervisorial candidate has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This came after Gibson announced on December 2nd that he has hired his wife, Cherry Gibson, as his legislative assistant. Cherry Gibson previously held this role from 2016 to 2019 before she retired. In addition to Cherry Gibson, Bruce Gibson announced that Jim D'Antona will also be working for his office. D'Antona is the CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce and is the endorsed candidate by Gibson for his seat. Other District 2 candidate Michael Aaron Woody released a statement calling for Gibson's resignation, saying that this is nepotism and cronyism. Aaron Woody's release says, "Now every time Gibson and his wife or assistant go to Sacramento on their private plane, Washington, D.C., or any conference in the United States, SLO County taxpayers will be paying for their vacation and all expenses. This is disgraceful." Aaron Woody's statement also calls for an investigation into these appointments from the County District Attorney's Office, the California Fair Political Practices Commission, and the County Human Resources Department. The debate regarding transgender students, locker rooms, restrooms, and sports once again returned to the Paso Robles School Board meeting last night. Two transgender students spoke out during public comment regarding the debate. Here's one of those students now.
The Notice of Non-Discrimination claims that our school prohibits programs and practices that encourage unlawful discrimination of any student. Mr. Enny, your endeavors to threaten this validity of this very statement. How can you claim to be working to support students when you are attempting to take direct action against them? When I say that I'd like to be seen as a human being, this is what I mean. I should be able to use the restroom at school and participate in sports without feeling like I'm out of place. Every student should be given equal opportunities and the freedom to lead their academic life in the way that they choose. I believe that we as a community can work to improve the education of citizens of Paso Robles. And most of all, I believe that this can be achieved without targeting the LGBTQIA+ students that call Paso Robles home. Thank you.
Another student who spoke during a previous meeting about her experience with a transgender student in the girls' bathroom also gave her thoughts during this meeting.
Mr. Peterson also stated that there's no issue at the high school because his children and other board members' children have not mentioned anything. Hearing that as a student who has come forward and was incredibly discouraging, the experiences of students who speak up should matter at least as much as the assumptions based on someone else's child. I'm not here to fight. I'm here because students, girls and boys, deserve to feel safe, respected, and heard. I hope this board chooses to take that seriously. Thank you again, Mr. Enny, Mr. Castillo, and Ms. McCoy. Your support does not go unnoticed.
At the end of the meeting, Trustee Enny did not attempt a motion for a resolution as he did previously. However, instead saying he will wait until after Christmas to bring the discussion forward again.
In the spirit of Christmas, so Jim can get out of here early, I won't discuss the resolution. But I would like after Christmas, I would like us to revisit looking at designs of the bathrooms and the locker rooms. Because going forward, this problem's not going to go away. You're going to have two groups that are in conflict. And if that's the way of the future, if we're going to have a gender fluid society, then we need to rethink, you know, traditional bathrooms and locker rooms. So I'll bring that back after the new year. Besides that, have a blessed Christmas.
The next informal meeting for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus will be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This coffee chat event is part of a series of monthly meetings to allow for an open, welcoming space for conversation between district leadership and the community about priorities, initiatives, and ongoing efforts to support students and families. The meeting will again be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. The County Sheriff's Office Christmas Bicycle Giveaway will be held this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Honor Farm, 880 Oklahoma Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Since 1989, the Sheriff's Office hosts this event, promoting the holiday season by giving away refurbished bicycles to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. The bikes are donated by the community and refurbished by Sheriff's Honor Farm inmates. The Sheriff's Office also receives assistance from the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation, Bike Slow County, the Sandlot Group of San Luis Obispo, Waste Connections, the County of San Luis Obispo Health Agency, and the Police Departments of Cal Poly, the City of San Luis Obispo, and Paso Robles. In sports, for the NFL, on Thursday, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, then Green Bay versus Denver in the afternoon, and finally the Vikings and Cowboys in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday, the Magic beat the Heat 117-108, the Knicks over the Raptors 117-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Spurs, the Suns will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta is looking at Bureau of Reclamation Central Valley Project plans to allow more water exports from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Bonta believes it threatens the state's water supply and environment, and it is politically motivated. California Congressman Robert Garcia talking about reports coming in that American citizens are now being swept up in ICE raids.
Due process is something that both U.S. citizens and non-citizens have. That's clear. Now, ICE ignores that.
A new Senate report from Democrats includes interviews with dozens of victims, including some from here in California. And a neighbor is identifying the victim of a homicide in Santa Monica as Grammy-nominated opera and jazz singer Jubilant Sykes.
He just got shot. I mean, his son shot him for whatever reason. I don't know if they had some type of altercation going on or whatever.
Police do confirm that another man who was inside the home at the time Sykes was found was taken into custody. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California Headline News. California Headline News. The suspect accused of fatally stabbing a social worker at San Francisco General Hospital remains locked up. Wilfredo Tortolero Arici being held in a locked psych ward there, the killing triggering demands for more safeguards at the facility. And San Diego County Board of Supervisors looking at alternative ways to remove nuclear waste from San Onofre. The power plant's decommissioning scheduled to take about 3 years, but even after the site is cleared, there will still be about 1,400 tons of spent fuel stored there. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Attention jewelry lovers and people who just really like shiny things. Something unthinkable is happening at K-John's Jewelry Company. We're having a liquidation sale. I know, we're shocked too. K-John's has always been proudly anti-discount. We don't inflate just to mark prices down. We don't even own any red stickers because we price fairly every single day. But now we're launching the wildest, the sparkliest inventory liquidation sale this side of the North Pole. Why? Well, we've been carrying designers we adore for years, but it's time for the next chapter. We're launching our very own K-John's designs. We're liquidating all existing inventory to make room, which means everything must go, like really go, like prices so low our accountant's crying over the calculator, low. And as a thank you to our amazing customers and community who've supported us over the years, this is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come in December 2nd through the 24th, tell your friends, tell your neighbor, tell your dog, tell your neighbor's dog, K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity meets, wait, is that the right price?
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the price that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped $2.25 per pound in the third quarter compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive director of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another delayed report has been released. The employment cost index for the summer quarter rose less than expected, 0.8% and 3.5% for the year ending in the summer. It's a sign that employees have been seeing raises, but wage increases moderated in recent months. The Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates by 0.25% today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Investors are waiting to see if the cut comes with no commitment for future cuts or even a hawkish suggestion that more cuts are not coming. Aegon, the parent company of insurance giant Transamerica, will move from the Netherlands to the U.S. and will rename itself Transamerica. Aegon says it'll take 2 years to transfer operations. Its shares will remain listed in the U.S. and Europe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Let's be honest. Everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Move!
move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite news store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which, of course, you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Eric is in for Karen, and he will have on Councilman Chris Bausch. And so there you go. All right, let's see here. By the way, before we go any further, I'd like to give a nice thanks to Deputy Chief Randy Harris. He announced his retirement. He put in a lot of years with the City of Paso Robles. Good job, and enjoy retirement. I know he has a new knee, so he will enjoy it pain-free. So good for you, sir. And again, thanks for your service to the community. All right, let's see here on the text. I'm not sure what this is. Central Coast Community Energy Electric Generation Charges. They just started a couple of months ago. It's making doing business very difficult. I don't know what that is.
3CE, remember that we had spoken about it previously?
I know the 3CE, but I don't know what the electric generation charges are. That's what I don't get. And why is it making doing business very difficult? Don't know. So if anybody knows what this is in reference to, I'd appreciate it, because since the city of Paso Robles and some other cities around have put you in it, you had to opt out of it. You know, that's fair government stuff, making you do that. But anyway, so there's, you know, quite a few people here in the North County that are connected with them. So I don't know what the electric generation charges are. All right, well, thanks for that, though. Again, probably puts a heads up for some people, somebody to look at their bill or find out exactly what it is. Because like a lot of things, looking at bills today is, you got to look at all the little devils, the devil in the details, just like laws and rules. But speaking of that, a gentleman texted yesterday wanting to know the name of that book I am reading, and it is simply called Extortion. And the author is Peter Schwartzer. That's his name. It's a red book with the black letters Extortion on it, with a subtitle as well. So that's all I can tell you about it. I don't know what year it's from. I don't know if they have an audiobook, et cetera, et cetera. But it is a must read for people who want to know what your government has been doing to you, continues to do to it. And as I referenced another book that I suggest everybody get, The Law, it has to do with legal plunder. Legal plunder. Which you may look at legal plunder of about Bruce Gibson. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, excuse me, the Board of Supervisors, you know, we got money problems. And they were going to, you know, look into this again, which they've been looking into this for a long time, but we continue to have money problems. And they're going to have to raise some fees. Okay, so what has he done recently? He has hired two people. His former fling, who became his wife, and now a guy who he is supporting for to take his seat. He is now going to be working as well and probably getting a paycheck from the county. So as Chris alluded to, Mr. Woody is not happy about that. The people should not be happy about it. But this is just more in your face, what are you going to do about it type of thing. Okay? So we're getting slapped around and nothing gets done. Let's see here. if you are a... Or if you think you are something opposite of what you were born, male or female, can anybody tell me why you would want to use the opposite bathroom? Can anybody tell me that? Male thinks he's a female. His parts are still there for the most part, but he wants to use the female bathroom. Can anybody explain to me why they would do that? Anybody? Bueller? Just curious, because most of us can't even fathom of the thinking behind that. So if anybody knows, please do tell. All right, got one on the email. This is a little bit off. It's not serious, but Kevin, college playoffs. What do you think of the playoffs, and what about some teams opting out of the bowl games? I'm okay with the playoffs because you have the, 12 teams? All right, so the bowl games, I don't care about bowl games. It's ridiculous. I mean, I think Kansas State and Iowa State, I think they just got fined by their respective, the Big 12, because they opted out of the bowl games. Now, Iowa State was 8-4. Kansas was 6-6. What are they doing in a bowl game? I understand it's for the money, but there's too many bowl games, so I don't care about that. If the teams want to opt out, let them opt out. I don't really care, but the playoffs are they're fun because the bowl games have become meaningless. Yeah, the guys get to play an extra game and they get some money, and you get to travel and go see your team. If you know, depending on how some schools travel better than others, that's all well and good, but it's a useless game. Useless game. You know what? There's like 30 something bowl games. Who cares? Who cares? So I think though a lot of those will eventually go away. That's just my thought. But I like the playoffs. It's fine. You can talk about the controversy of the pick and so forth, but that's always going to happen. There's no perfect scenario for the teams and so forth and so on. So enjoy them, whether you like the playoffs or you like all the bowl games. That's what it's there for. I don't know what the numbers are regarding people that are that interested in watching the rinky-dink bowl from Biloxi, Mississippi. I really don't know. So anyway, that's just one. Thank you for the email. Let's see here. Pass Robles on the vote for the San Luis Obispo County. Well, not San Luis Obispo County, but for the Prop 50. San Luis Obispo City showed the most support for the ballot measure, with 74.9% of the city's population voting yes. SLO also had the most votes of any city, with 19,000-plus residents casting a ballot. Okay. Well, all of the... and San Luis Obispo County had a good voter turnout. 67% registered voters who cast ballots in this year's election, the fourth highest turnout in the state. 54.7% of SLO County voters voted yes on the redistricting proposition, while 45.3% voted no. All right. So when was the election? In November. Now we're getting the final results here. Let's see here. What do we have? District 2 had the highest yes turnout with 67.2, and they voted 63.3 yes. District 1, on the other hand, showed the greatest opposition with 58% voting no. Districts 5 and 4 were the closest calls, with each showing a slight preference or opposition to the ballot measure. So there you have. Let's see if we get into specifics here, and I'm sure that they do. Paso Robles came out most strongly against Prop 50, and I don't know if strongly is the correct word for this, because 52.5% of the city voted no. That's, you know, okay, I don't know if that's, I don't, well, it's not strongly. Now, Paso Robles came in third for number of voters in the regarding the residents, so 11,500. Well, we're smaller than San Luis and a couple of the, well, anyway. SLO and Morro Bay had the most prominent divides, both favoring Prop 50 by at least 25 points, while Arroyo Grande, Pismo, Paso Robles, and Atascadero showed more even splits. Okay, so there you go. Let's see here. For Atascadero, 49.1% yes, 50.9% no. All righty. As I mentioned, Paso 52.5% no, 47.5% yes. All righty. So the unincorporated areas, this may be a surprise too. 50.1% said no, 49.9% said yes. My, how the county has changed. My, has the county changed. And there were fewer polling locations this year than in normal elections years, 45 compared to the usual 70. All right. And as I mentioned before, and I know that there's great disagreement, I'm just wondering if we should just consolidate the polls in general and make it a couple of locations depending on the size of the city. This old-fashioned, you go out in there and talk with your neighbors and stuff like that, I'm not so sure, because more and more people are not going to the polls. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that. All right, let's see here. Chris, we never finished our conversation yesterday on the Gen Zs and how they don't want to use phones.
Oh, right. We didn't finish, really?
Well, I just, you know, the more I thought about it, I'm going, well, okay, the fright thing is a little, to me, would be concerning. You know, you're scared to talk on a phone. I think that's in my terms, messed up. Is, okay, you're talking on the phone. Nobody's going to bite you or anything like that. But I do think that it's a trend that it's, shall we say, easier to just do the texting, right? You don't get loaded down with a 5 or 10 minute conversation that doesn't really need to happen. Although I realize that, you know, sometimes catching up with people, it's very nice to do that either face to face or on the phone. But I can see if they've grown up with the technology where they're not using their phones that much.
Well, they're using their phones, just not to call people.
Well, yeah, when I mean phone, I'm talking the old-fashioned, you know, get on the phone and the blower, as some people would call it, and talk to somebody. But to have college courses to help people dealing with talking on the phone, I'm assuming that most of these people are going to have a job someday. And at some point, you're going to have to be able to talk on the phone to someone, no matter what. Not everything is just going to be, you know, a text and there it is, because and again, in many cases, you have to establish relationships. And the relationships, it has to do with more than just texting and reading from somebody. Anyway, so that's it. From the Gen Zs, it's become an issue. But texting is good. Matter of fact, I did it a couple of times yesterday afternoon and worked out well. Didn't have to do that. Now, when all else fails, though, sometimes in a text, you can get to the point where, well, maybe I need to call you for some clarification, you know, depending on the issue. So, anyway, but that's going on. All right, since we have so much money in California, The state is coming up with a solution to the poor souls that are in jail, particularly at, I guess you would say, high security prisons. And should criminals or inmates have their own cells? And particularly, again, like I said, in some of these hardcore prisons, that this has become a concern to, some officials, including Newsom. And so a bill has advanced to the California legislature to aim to establish single cell units at Moore Prison. Now, it did come up previously, but it did not make it to Newsom, so it is expected to return in 2026. And so the reason for this is for the safety of the prisoners, which is the responsibility to a point of the state when you're incarcerated. So there is no addition. I haven't seen what the cost it would take to convert these prisons into these units. Now, it is backed by the 24,500 member union, and they have given a lot of money to state lawmakers since 2015, over $7 million, and also kicked in almost $2 million to Newsom to defeat the recall campaign and gave him another $1 million to back Newsom's mental health ballot measure. So the folks that work in the prison, they probably, well, not probably, they know best on what would work the best, because not only are you talking about the responsibility of the state regarding the prisoners, but also the welfare of the people working in the prisons. So now part of this is brought on by the lawsuits going back X amount of years and the release of prisoners into the population, but also because we shut down prisons. So they had to transfer some people depending on, you know, what they were sentenced for, so forth. So now, according to estimates, that shutting down one prison saves about $150 million a year. And then some of that money could be used to, redesign or whatever for these two-cell, which from what I've read, that cells, the cells in the California prisons were originally to be one bed originally. But in the 80s and 90s, when the population of the prisons just really exploded, that they had to, you know, make adjustments and then start doing two beds in a cell. So if it was originally for one, we may be going back to that. But again, there's no estimation other than the savings for the prison shutting them down of what the cost would be. So anyway, just, one or two things there. Also, Chris, I didn't hear it clearly, but on the clip you played from the school district.
Which one?
Well, it had to do with that person who defines himself as I don't know what she got. She was the first one you played.
Yeah. What about it?
Did she suggest that we have to, or did Kenny Annie suggest that we have to redo our bathrooms?
Okay. So the last clip I think you're talking about is Kenny. I think, playing or just bringing it up, I don't know the best way to put it, but I know in previous meetings he hadn't spoken about redesigning bathrooms at all, but this last meeting, the sound clip that I have of him, he's, I guess, entertaining the idea.
Another cost to the school district, or to the taxpayers, that we don't have. Because somebody who is born a certain way feels like using somebody else's bathroom, which, this may come as a surprise to many of you, that the movement... I came across something about bathrooms. And this goes back. Mid-19th century. How about this? Bathrooms were separated by gender primarily due to the mid-19th century separate sphere ideology, which held that women belonged in a different atmosphere as men because of the obvious differences in our body makeup. This ideology, combined with concerns about public health, Victorian notions of modesty, and the desire to protect women from perceived dangers from the public, i.e. men, led to the creation of segregated facilities. This cultural belief viewed women as morally superior but vulnerable, and believed they needed protection from the public sphere, i.e. men. And so that's, according to this, from my buddy Al, as I call him, how we got here. And there is such a thing as the sanitation movement, or sanitarian movement, but also there's something called dignity, public dignity. So anyway, just a little something that popped up. I thought was interesting. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage on Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Pastorable's Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight on December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant, 55-year-old Michael Moogie of Pass Robles, was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. After hours of refusing to talk or cooperate with police, Moogie attempted to flee officers entering the building by jumping from the roof. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment at a local hospital. The County Sheriff's Office Christmas Bicycle Giveaway will be held this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Honor Farm, 880 Oklahoma Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Since 1989, Sheriff's Office hosts this event, promoting the holiday season by giving away refurbished bicycles to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. reportedly deploying fighter jets to the Gulf of Venezuela Tuesday, a U.S. defense official calling it a routine training flight. And it comes as the U.S. has stepped up attacks on suspected drug boats in the region. President Trump on the first stop of his affordability tour last night in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, blaming Democrats for inflation.
And I have no higher priority than making America affordable again. That's what we're going to do. And again, they caused the high prices and we're bringing them down. It's a simple message.
One person dead, another in critical condition, and a shooting yesterday at Kentucky State University. Frankfort Assistant Police Chief Scott Racy says a suspect was taken into custody.
Frankfort police believe this to be an isolated incident, and there are no active safety concerns on campus at this time.
America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
All righty, it's 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
At baseball's winter meetings in Orlando, two big free agents came off the board Tuesday. The two-time defending World Series champion Dodgers made former Mets closer Edwin Diaz the highest paid relief pitcher ever. He gets a three-year deal for $69 million. And the Phillies re-signed their DH Kyle Schwarber. 5 years, $150 million. He's coming off a 56-homer, 132 RBI campaign. The Chicago White Sox won the MLB draft lottery and will have the number one overall pick for the first time since 1977. That year, the Pale Hose drafted Harold Baines 1-1. And the Hall of Famer was right there last night to represent the club at the draw. NBA Cup quarterfinals, the Magic got 37 points from Desmond Bane and held off the Heat 117-108. Coach Jamal Mosley.
Well, you just said it in the locker room. You find a way. Whatever it looks like, you find a way to win games. And that's the mark of this Magic team. They pull for one another. They're never out of it. And they're just going to keep fighting for one another as that game goes on.
The Knicks ripped the Raptors 117-101, 35 for Jalen Brunson. So New York and Orlando will meet in one semifinal Saturday in Las Vegas. College hoops, number 2 Michigan rolled over Villanova 89-61. The 9-0 Wolverines have won each of their last 6 games by at least 25 points. Two good ones at the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. Number 5 Connecticut fought off number 18 Florida 77-73, and 10th ranked BYU rallied from down 22 to clip Clemson 67-64 on a buzzer beating 3 ball. That's Wednesday sports.
And we have our NFL triple header this Sunday morning. First up will be the Raiders taking on the Eagles. Then it is the Packers and the Broncos, followed by the Vikings and the Cowboys. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They sell traffic control equipment. They service it, and then they supply it, and you can rent it as well. All right, nice day. Sunshine, low 70s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Low 70s again on Thursday and Friday, upper 60s Saturday, Sunday mid 60s, same Monday, Tuesday, and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:03 a.m., 4:51 p.m., we're at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, locally family owned and operated in Atascadero. Visit online, avilatraffic.com. Moving right along here on The Right Choice. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Alrighty, as we check in to see what critters are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That is our job and our responsibility. Okay, let's see here. As I look to my left, there is nothing to report on the world-famous Pet Alert, but Mr. Garcia, I have something for you today, and this has to do with, once again, reindeer.
All right, another reindeer one.
Another reindeer one. However, there is a little bit of a twist to this.
Okay.
All right. One of the Santa's reindeers also has the same name as another holiday mascot.
Cupid.
Man, I didn't even finish that and you got it going.
I looked up the names yesterday, so they're a little more fresh in my mind. But yeah, Cupid for Valentine's Day. That was easy. Thankfully, because I've been on a losing streak.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You had nothing better to do yesterday than look up the reindeers.
Well, once you brought them up, I'm like, okay, so how many are there? Because I said there were 12. I think there's only 9.
I still don't know. Maybe 8 or 9. I don't know. But, okay, so anyway, that's pretty quick how fast you got that answer, Cupid. All right, there you go. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert Brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Visit AtascadoroGunShop.com. Okay, we have just about 5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here is today's questions. It's a sports question. I haven't had one in quite a few months. And where was it? And I just, oh, here it is. Okay, what college has the most overall number one picks in the NFL draft? The first player taken. What college has the most? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What college do you think has had the most overall number one picks in the NFL draft? All right, we're going back quite a few years. And I'm not even sure if Jay Berwanger, he won the first Heisman Trophy, if there was a draft then. Not sure. Let's see here. Can I tell? That would have been one. Not on the list, so I don't think so. All right, so what college do you think has the most overall number one picks in the history of the NFL draft? Who do you thinkest it isest? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I thought I saw something. Nope, that's not it. All right. I'm not any hints right now. So the NFL draft, it's been around, again, I don't know how many years. Let's see if I can find out. Oh, the NFL draft began in 1936. So, yeah, I don't think Jay Berwanger was, yes, he was. He was the first Heisman Trophy winner, and he was drafted back in 1936, but he opted not to play professional football. He did very well in life, though, which we got to remember back then the NFL was not that big a deal. So which college do you think has had the most overall number one picks in the NFL draft? I'm surprised I haven't had a call yet because it shouldn't take you that long to do a quick search on it on the internet. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Notre Dame.
Now, Notre Dame comes in tied at number two.
I'll be darned.
Yep, number two. Notre Dame, Walt Podolsky, Paul Hornung, Leon Hart, Frank Janskowitz, and Angelo Bertelli. Three of them were Heisman Trophy winners. Going way back, Hornung in 57, Leon Hart in 50, and Angelo in 1944. They're tied with two other schools with five as well. All righty. Hi, good morning.
Morning, USC.
Yes, the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. Sir, are you a fan of the Brain Surgeons?
Not really. I had an old girlfriend in high school that ended up going down there, and I went down there a few times, but...
Do you know? Yeah. Can you think you can name one or two of the picks overall?
No.
All right. Well,
no clue.
I will
guess 100%.
Okay. Well, I will give the names.
It was that or UCLA? I was going to guess one or the other.
Nah, UCLA. They only have one.
Oh.
That was Gary Beeman back in '67, I think. All right. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Chris Anderson.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. Got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. District 2 candidate for San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Michael Aaron Woody has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This comes after Gibson has hired his wife, Sherry Gibson, and his endorsed successor, Jim D'Antona, to work for him in his office. Aaron Woody calls this nepotism and cronyism and calls for an investigation. The debate regarding transgender students, locker rooms, restrooms, and sports once again returned to the Pass Robles School Board meeting last night, with several students speaking out on both sides of the issue. At the end of the meeting, Trustee Kenny Ennie said he will wait until after Christmas to bring the discussion forward again. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I got it wrong. Gary Beeman was a Heisman Trophy winner, but he was not taken number one overall. It was Troy Aikum from UCLA. But for the brain surgeons, Caleb Williams, Carson Palmer, Keyshawn Johnson, Ricky Bell, O.J. Simpson, and Ron Yeary. They have the most with 6, Georgia 5, Notre Dame 5, and Oklahoma 5. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.